Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of August 21st. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. First of all, I want to excitedly announce that Game Night has returned. Yay! I'm excited. I really missed Game Night, thanks to our wonderful patrons who have saw fit to get us back up to $50 an episode for TGI Prime. So we're going to be playing a video game with the patrons after Gamers In this week. So if you have a suggestion, certainly hit up the patron post, which I've linked in this post, as well as check out the Discord. You can actually shoot your suggestions right into the Game Night channel. You have to be a patron in order to vote for the game. So if you're listening to this the day after it unlocks for everyone, be sure to become a patron and join in on the fun. Dollar above an episode gets you into the fray, so look forward to that. As for Gamers In Prime, Battle for Azeroth is still a thing to be reckoned with. It is an expansion to World of Warcraft, so we're going to talk about it. I've been playing in it an awful lot. I've completed two zones. I've completed one full zone on the Alliance side, and I think I skipped out of Stormsong Valley earlier than I should have. I took Drustvar all the way to the end for some reason. I thought the story in that one wouldn't hold me, but it turns out it held me through thick and thin. So I'm going to try to check out the third and final zone for Kul Tiras, so that'll be interesting. We'll talk about that. I've checked out Expeditions. I've been playing more of the mission table. I haven't tried World PvP, but that seems like a Jocelyn thing. And she's been playing World of Warcraft as well, so we'll talk a bit about that with her too. Even though, you know, for Azeroth has been a very strong outlet for her World of Warcraft time, I'm playing World of Warcraft, so we're going to talk about it on the Gamers In as well, and hopefully you don't find there's a lot of doubling up there, because I think my experiences are different from, I think everyone's experiences are different in World of Warcraft. But if you disagree, certainly let me know. This is what this is for, is for you as a patron to let us know and interact directly with me before we record this week's content. I want to know how you feel, so let me know. Also, not to just talk about World of Warcraft the whole time, we're going to be revisiting We Happy Few. It launched out of early access 2 weeks ago. It's been getting some rough reviews. Hopefully some patches in the last 2 weeks have helped alleviate some of the bugs and issues that were present. So both Jocelyn and I will be checking that out and talking about that on the Gamers In Prime as well. For Summoner's Call, I was just on Phaology, the Study of Fire Emblem Heroes podcast. So if you want to check out their most recent episode, you can hear me there. I also recorded a Summoner's Call with Eddie right before they announced that they were going to announce the new Brave Heroes from Choose Your Legend 2. So we'll be talking about that on Summoner's Call on this weekend. As a heads up, you can get a free summon. I don't think it expires. You have quite a while to get that, but you can choose from Celica, Hector, Ephraim, and Veronica. Veronica being a character from Fire Emblem Heroes, the first time she's ever been summonable. I got really lucky today and did a bunch of summons, and I've gotten Veronica and Celica, and I'm going to be hoping to get Hector and Ephraim at some point. I haven't used my free summon yet, so I'm kind of holding on to that. The banner will last for another 20 days, so you've got lots of time to save up your orbs and check that out. So certainly listen to the Summoner's Call if you're interested in Fire Emblem Heroes. Just a final reminder, Game Night is this week, right after Gamers In Prime. You can tune into all the action starting at twitch.tv/thegamersin. And I meant to say starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, so check that out. Also vote. We will choose the game if we don't get any votes, but I know we haven't done Game Night in a while, so I expect people to be feverishly letting us know what game they'd like to play with us. If you're looking for a game to check out yourself this week, Guacamelee 2 is out on PS4 and PC right now, so you can go check that out. That's a fun one. I think it's like a Metroidvania type game, so if you want another one of those, well, the video game industry has you covered. New Gamers In will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersin. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.